At least 140 people have been killed in rioting in China's northwestern region of Xinjiang, with the government blaming exiled separatists for the Muslim area's worst case of unrest in years. Police sealed off streets in parts of the provincial capital after discord between ethnic Muslim Uyghurs and China's Han majority erupted into violence.
The unrest underscores the volatile ethnic tensions that have accompanied China's growing economic and political stake in its western frontiers. Father Bernardo Cervalera is the editor of Asia News. He says that discrimination against the Uyghurs in the region has been going on for decades.
The violence against Uyghurs in Xinjiang has been continuous for 60 years, since the beginning and the foundation of the People's Republic of China, because Xinjiang is very rich in oil and gas and other mineral resources. And because of this, China is sending Han Chinese to colonize the situation, giving to them all the civil service jobs, all the economy, and putting the Uyghurs just at the periphery of the society. The Uyghurs are always poor, they have a very poor job. They have become a minority in their own region. There were only Uyghurs, and now there are more than 50% are Han Chinese. Moreover, there is also a religious persecution on the Uyghurs, because the Uyghurs are Muslims. The Chinese government, they control all the life of the Uyghurs.